Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to The Longevity Plan. This is podcast number 217. Now, before we jump into today's topic, which is six foods to reverse aging with lithium, I just want to give a special shout out to our new book that's coming out. Yay! 4 long years in the works. The book is called The Longevity Plan, and it'll be published through HarperCollins and will hit bookstores in the U.S. on July 4th. For those of you outside of the U.S., you can certainly get it online through Amazon or wherever you get your books online. We're really excited about this. This has been 4 years in the works, and it really represents the culmination of our findings of this small group of people living in this remote mountainous village of China that were really cut off from the rest of the world. And the fascinating thing is this village has a disproportionately high number of centenarians. In fact, at any given time, it ranged from 6 to 8 centenarians in just a village of 550 people. But even more exciting to us than all of the centenarians that seem to come from this part of the world is that these people, they don't grow old, and they don't get sick. And much of what we learned from them helped me in my health turnaround 4 or 5 years ago, and has helped hundreds of my patients do so as well. And so we really try to boil it down to the 7 key features, or those things about these people that allow them to basically not grow old and not get sick. It's a must read. You're going to love it. So stay tuned. It's called The Longevity Plan, 7 life-changing, life-transforming principles from ancient China. And so definitely a book you won't want to miss. So stay tuned. I'll give you more as we get closer to it. But now let's jump into our topic today, which is 6 foods to reverse aging with lithium. Could a microscopic dose of the psychoactive drug lithium, which occurs naturally in mineral water and certain foods, actually be the secret to less heart disease, better moods, and a longer life? In this podcast, I'm going to share how eating 6 foods may reverse aging with lithium. So before we jump in, what is lithium? Lithium is a naturally occurring mineral in food and water. It isn't just a psychoactive medication. In fact, lithium is increasingly being recognized as an essential nutrient to human health. Indeed, it is now recommended that we get 1 milligram of this nutrient daily. To put this tiny 1 milligram dose in perspective, most physicians start patients at 600 milligrams daily when treating mood disorders. So when used treat mood disorders, they're using a dose that's 600 times higher than this 1 milligram dose that you want to shoot for in food and water. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What about lithium for mood disorders? During my medical school training at Johns Hopkins many years ago in the early 1990s, I remember my first exposure to lithium being used as a drug. Many of our patients were on lithium for bipolar disorder, depression, or headaches. Without lithium, these people couldn't function. Lithium had a profound calming effect. It also helped them to be less stressed and more focused. Until I recently came across a number of articles on its life-extending benefits, I thought it was just a mood-stabilizing drug. Lemon, lime, and lithium. Lithium isn't just a drug for people suffering from bipolar, depression, or migraines. In fact, the original 1929 recipe for 7-Up, so the soda pop 7-Up, contained lithium. I suspect that early 7-Up drinkers of this soda pop were less stressed, less depressed, and overall just felt better. Perhaps it was this calming effect that made this soda pop so popular. Perhaps this is also why, thousands of years ago, Greek physicians treated their patients with mineral water, which is naturally high in lithium. Is there something in the water? While mainstream media has yet to pick up on the lithium story, quietly researchers have been publishing studies on naturally occurring lithium for years. Many studies have shown that naturally occurring lithium helps people, as well as animals, worms, and flies, live longer and healthier lives. For example, studies show that cities around the world with mineral water, which is high in natural lithium, have low rates of suicide and depression. When it comes to longevity, a study of 1,206,172 people showed that those with the most lithium in their drinking water lived much longer. But lithium's benefit extend far beyond depression or longevity. Worldwide, people who drink hard water, which is natural mineral water, have been shown to not only live longer, but also have less cardiovascular disease. So how can you reverse aging with lithium? There are a few theories about how microscopic doses of naturally occurring lithium may extend life. For example, some researchers have reported that the stress reduction effects of lithium may be the answer. As readers well know, stress at least doubles your risk of a heart attack. A second theory is that lithium increases NAD+, that's NAD+, which is a molecule that is well known to increase longevity. How to naturally boost NAD levels is a topic that we've certainly covered on previous podcasts. A third theory is that lithium prevents age-related degeneration of the mitochondria. For those unfamiliar with the mitochondria, it is the power plant portion of the cell. Without a naturally functioning mitochondria, an organism can no longer produce energy and soon dies. Lithium may preserve brain function. As an added bonus, naturally occurring lithium may also help to preserve brain function. For example, recent evidence suggests lithium may protect against diseases like Alzheimer's disease. In animals, low-dose lithium has been shown to enhance cognitive performance. What are the side effects of lithium? High-dose lithium therapy used to treat bipolar, depression, or migraines has many side effects. At doses of 600 milligrams or more per day, lithium may cause nausea, tremors, or drowsiness. However, with the naturally occurring 1 to 2 milligram dose from mineral water, vegetables, fruit, and legumes, the only side effects seem to be the good ones. 6 foods to reverse aging with lithium. While the recommended daily amount of lithium is 1 milligram, studies of cities with high levels of naturally occurring lithium from mineral water suggest that 2 milligrams may be the optimal dose for health and longevity. In addition to drinking mineral water, below are 6 foods to reverse aging with lithium. Number 1. Legumes, such as lentils, beans, and peas. Legumes contain some of the highest amounts of lithium found in food. As I discussed in blog number 151, one study showed that legumes were the number one food to live to age 100. Number 2. Tomatoes. In addition to lithium, tomatoes are also high in fiber, antioxidants, vitamin C, and countless other essential nutrients. One critical nutrient of tomatoes, lycopene, is best absorbed by cooking tomatoes. Number 3. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are one of the few foods high in naturally occurring vitamin D. In addition to lithium and vitamin D, mushrooms are also packed with the critical B vitamins. Number 4. Cucumbers. While cucumbers are often ignored by many nutritionists, cucumbers are a vegetable that have high anti-inflammatory properties. As discussed in blog number 197, or podcast 197, if you're mainly get this information this way, a low inflammation diet may be the secret to living to 110, according to medical studies. Number 5. Cabbage. Cabbage is a member of the all-important cruciferous family of vegetables. As I covered way back in podcast number 19, which is also blog number 19, when it comes to cancer prevention, the cruciferous family of vegetables may be the most important. Number 6. Cauliflower. For those not only looking for natural sources of lithium, but for weight loss as well, look no further than cauliflower. As I discussed in podcast number 143, cauliflower is the best vegetable for weight loss. Additionally, cauliflower is also part of the cruciferous family of vegetables, so you get that cancer prevention with this vegetable as well. So just a quick review of the 6 foods that are the highest in lithium. Number 1, legumes such as lentils, beans, and peas. Number 2, tomatoes. Number 3, mushrooms. Number 4, cucumbers. Number 5, cabbage. Number 6, cauliflower. Other natural sources of lithium. In addition to mineral water and the 6 foods that we just covered, there are also trace amounts of lithium in fish, milk, and eggs. However, if you are shooting for the 2 milligram natural daily dose of lithium, you'll probably need mineral water and the 6 foods that we just covered above. And in case you forgot, those 6 foods again are legumes, tomatoes, mushrooms, cucumbers, cabbage, and cauliflower. A contrarian view of lithium. While carefully designed animal studies have clearly shown a health and longevity benefit with lithium, the same may not be the case with humans. For example, the longevity boost from mineral water in human studies may have more to do with all of the calcium and magnesium that you find in mineral water or hard water rather than the lithium. Also, foods that are highest in lithium, like fruit, vegetables, and legumes, are good for you in so many other ways as well. Thus, people getting the highest doses of naturally occurring lithium may also be the people drinking the most water and eating the healthiest foods. Take-home message. While there's no fountain of youth that can restore us to our younger selves, we may be able to reverse aging with lithium. When it comes to the life-extending benefits of lithium, you'll never get there from a pill. The key is to get it naturally from water, fruit, vegetables, and legumes. So what is your take on naturally occurring lithium? I'd love to hear from you. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Take you to the same place. Find blog number 217. Scroll down to the bottom. Leave your questions. Leave your comments. And would love to hear your take on this. So as always, if you wouldn't be put out, I'd love to get a review from you on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your fine podcasts. This helps us to climb to the top of the rankings so that others may find this information as well. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, now would be a great time. There's so much information there that you can't get from this podcast alone. So until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.